We stopped last time after the verse about the sudden and the gradual. Over the centuries, these two entrances to our Zen meditation practice have developed, and teachings of various kinds and practices appeared. And when whatever entrance we choose, whatever teachings we have chosen, there always is the flow of truth. So we start after this verse. The old masters had compassion for those who are quiet of body, but restless of mind, like a tethered horse or a trapped rat, and offered them the Dharma. Or as Russian Master Jiu put it, if outwardly all calm we do appear, and yet within disturbed should be, we are as if a tethered horse or as a mouse within a cage. When we meditate, or go to a session or a retreat and are still for a week or longer, we will start to really enjoy that quietness of mind. And also, over the years of practice, there are ups and downs. Ups and downs as we see it. Difficulties and joys. And we may for some time get used to more peacefulness. And we may conclude that we have made a step. We have made some progress. In fact, the quietness came to the fore we got more acquainted with that deep silence and with the precious mirror. And when then we start coming back to our daily life with work and relatives, we may be surprised about the strengths that emotions and thoughts can still come. The transformation of ego, of the self-centered mind, is quite a thing. So we will meet ourselves time and again, even if also in periods we find the happiness of being content. So here is spoken about when training is definitely done, but there is still a lot to do and to see. And it happens that we cling a bit to the silence and suppress deeper fears. Also, speaking about those stages, when we are, for example, in the fourth stage, we have become very familiar and with this deep emptiness. And yet, we may not quite have let go of the self. There still is some belief in separateness and in substantiality of this being that we seem to be. And also in these two verses where Dzogchen speaks about tethered horses and a lame tiger, he points really at meditation and the Buddha's teachings as taught in the various sutras need to be going together. So when we see ourselves being so happy with the stillness, don't have any conclusions. Generally, he warns here, Tozan, for conclusions of making progress, even if he offers those five stages. And yes, those five stages are helpful in seeing what we are doing, seeing our minds. In the end, it doesn't really matter, because number 1, 2, 3, 4, it's that all is in your mind. That in reality, it doesn't have such meaning as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because it doesn't exist. It's thought. So, pitying this plight, the former sages teaching all dispensed. Because delusions in the trainees' minds were topsy-turvy, all the sages true did match thereto their teachings. Thus they used all means so varied, even so to say that black was white. Delusive thought, if lost, abandoned, will all satisfaction bring. If you in ancient footsteps wish to walk, observe examples old. Study the teaching. Study examples old. Now that the various translations are slightly different here, I think comes because the Chinese version is very clear. It has these various verses. Verse of four lines, verse of four lines, verse of four lines. And usually there is a thought entity in one verse. The Japanese version of this song doesn't use those four lines, because the Japanese is much more elaborate. It needs flexion, verbal flexions, etc. So it's basically written in prose. And therefore, when you translate from the Japanese, you may not see so clearly the thought entity in the various verses. And I think that is how Masunaga and Reverend Master Jiu have come to a slightly different combination. But the message is in the end the same. And it doesn't matter so much who take black for white, whether it's a master who says something and turns it around, which they definitely would do, or that there are ignorant meditators who cannot quite see what is what. But then, when confused thinking comes to an end, when we start to no longer believe in that self, then that aware, bright, undivided mind is present of itself. And if you want to join the ancients, if you want to become a Buddha, contemplate the ways of old. The ways of old are the ways of the Buddhas that have been passed down. One Buddha close to realizing the truth sat for 10 eons gazing at a tree like a lame tiger or a hobbled horse. That sounds a bit It doesn't sound particularly nice. 10 eons? But how long is a kalpa? Because how long is time? It makes the impression this is a very long time. But in the end, this Buddha was mentioned in the Lotus Sutra. And indeed, it points at the fact that we can do for a long time deep training, and there may still be something that isn't seen. And now we cannot live worrying all the time about what we don't see or what we haven't seen. It will show itself at some point when conditions ripen and that cannot be explained, but we will experience. Because our belief in inadequacy is very strong. Probably that Buddha wasn't suffering of pride. He may not have the absolute deep belief in Buddha nature that we can really let go completely. And here we have again one verse that is a bit different in the various translations. basically it points at the fact that we, as human beings, we are so glad when there is a bit of progress. And when we deep down don't believe in ourselves, we may reach out for externals that praise us or make us seem rich, not necessarily rich in the sense of having lots of money, but rich, like having a diamond, having precious furniture and beautiful clothes. To cover up the belief of inadequacy. And the more we fear, the more we see black shadows, sometimes also white wild cats. And if we have a deep faith, we may see the big white ox that is a symbol of the Buddha's teaching. Reverend Master, do you, in our scripture that we sing at Sossel and in the OBC, writes, the sage will tell a trainee who is feeling he is low and all inferior, that on his head there gleams a jeweled diadem, and on his body rich robes hang. And at his feet, there is a footrest. You can maybe hear, it contains the same elements, but because of a slight connection of two sentences, the meaning starts to be slightly different, but also very beautiful and also very true. The master will tell a trainee that he has really everything she needs or he needs. And he is Buddha. He has all the features of a Buddha. He is rich, having nothing. And there is a place to rest his feet here on the ground. So the master will give confidence So basically, we naturally sometimes wonder if we're doing well or not. If our understanding isn't confused, or if it is really true. And in these verses you see, that doesn't really have a good influence. We can never know with our brain and mind where we are. We can, however, right here and right now, experience what is here and what is true. And we can always take refuge in that.